Firstly, I'm happy that he was arrested, and I'm also happy about an important factor that he was not arrested by the DRC armed forces only, but it was a combined force between the Rwandan government and the DRC government.
Now, that leads me to my next question. All along, Rwanda had been accused of backing Nkunda. How would you explain this turnaround on the side of the Rwandan government?
You know, there is one problem in Africa. That problem is the ethnic composition and distribution geographically amongst the countries. Laurent Nkunda is as Rwandese as he is Congolese. That was the first problem. So I think the scapegoat or the blame that's been going on, that one was sponsoring, you know, violence and the other one was not sponsoring the violence, has now been proved to be wrong, because both of these forces have been looking for him and they have arrested him.
Now, his arrest has been welcomed generally by the international community, but how does it impact peace and security in the area? Because there are still some forces out there that are running freely and causing atrocities.
Personally, I don't think there's much that we can read into this, except the fact that he is going to now assist us, you know, with the further process of arresting the rest of the group of his militia. You must remember that Nkunda had been ousted as president of that rebel group. There was another president, I think it was some weeks in December or early January, where we received reports that he has been ousted, that his second in charge was taking over. So the fact that there is now another person who has taken over from him implies that we still have got another problem out there. But we can now utilize the intelligence, both as the regional community as well as the international community, to arrest the second in charge, as well as to force the rebel groups to go into an arrangement or an agreement with both governments.
Now, what do you think are the chances of him being extradited to the DRC?
I don't think it's going to be extradited to the DRC. I think it's going to be extradited to the International Court of Justice, because that's where he belongs. This guy has got to account for human rights abuses, number one. Number two, they've been using child soldiers to achieve their goals. And thirdly, you know, there are children that need to be evacuated from the rebel group. So he's going to assist us to do that.